The Rebbeinu Shlom tells Yeshu Benun Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho V'Ogisa Boy Yoimam V'Laylo. So he tells him the Sefer Torah should not go away from your mouth. Machlokes, how to learn the Chazal, Machlokes Rishonim, Sefer Torah, what's it referring to? Mishnah Torah, referring to all the whole Torah? Or is it only referring to Dvarim? We'll get to what the Pshat in Dvarim is. Obviously, the mitzvah of L'Yomush is not only on one Sefer. It's on the entire Torah. So you have to know, according to that opinion, the whole Sefer Dvarim, what the point is. And then it says, V'ogisa bo yoimam v'laylo. Now, obviously, if it's V'ogisa bo yoimam v'laylo, it's Lo Yomish. Right? Lo Yomish means, technically, Lo Yomish means you shouldn't stray away from it. So technically, you could say that a person doesn't stray away from it, even if he's not toiling in it day and night. But if you're toiling with the Torah day and night, you're clearly not straying away from it. That's clear. Right? So the Pasuk seems to be somewhat redundant. Lo Yomish Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho. V'ogisa bo yoimam v'laylo. Strange. And then it says, L'man tishma l'aseis k'chol ha'kosev bo. So you should watch, you should keep everything that's in it. So here the Netziv asks, what the only way to keep the Torah is if you study it day and night? It says, Lo yomu seif ha'Torah zez mipicho. This Torah should not go away from your lips. V'hogisa bo yoimam v'laylo, you should toil day and night. L'man, now if we'll say, L'man, you become a big goyim. Okay, makes sense. You want to become Reb Chaim Knievsky, you have to be a masmid. But that's not what he says. L'man tishmo lasa is k'ol ha'kosev bo. So you should keep the mitzvahs. I mean, somebody who doesn't toil in it day and night is not keeping the mitzvahs. The only people that keep the mitzvahs are the Reb Chaim Knievskys. That's how it reads. Hogisa b'yoyim v'layla l'man tishma. So that's number one. Number two, the Medrash says l'yomush, says the Tanit Ve'el Yol Zuta. What is this pasuk teaching you? Yistake l'odom v'yeda she'divrei Torah mishulim b'mayim u'b'lechem. Torah is compared to water and bread. V'chimayim yin Torah etz alechem u'mayim l'lam d'cho. She'kishem she'i'ef she'lo'odom l'chyois b'loy lechem u'b'loy mayim afilu yoymecha. Just like you can't survive without food even one day. Kach so the Tanit Ve'Elio is also saying you can't even survive for one moment. Torah is compared to bread and water. Just like bread and water, you can't live without it. So too Torah. Again, the same idea. That somehow, if you're not mamish learning day and night you're not learning, you can't survive. So how's everybody surviving? Not everybody's learning day and night. How's everybody surviving? Shver. There's an equally difficult Rambam, famous Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Very difficult Rambam. Especially learning Bava Kama now, so you can even more appreciate the difficulty of this Rambam. Bava Kama, we know that the fundamental Machayev of Nezikin is your Peshay and the Shmira, right? You're negligent in the Shmira. And even the most extreme Mazik, which is Odom HaMazik, Odom HaMazik, you have the most liability. For your body, you have the most liability. Even Odom HaMazik, according to Roiv Rishonim, If your mamish and oin is gomer, you're pot. Even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Odom mud loilam, ben yer, ben yoshan, that you're always a mud. The Rishonim explain, that's only because you were negligent. You went to sleep, you didn't look where you're sleeping. Okay, you slept next to Caleb. But if you went to sleep in your bed and nothing was there, somebody went and put something next to you, you potter, if you break that. Because then, most of the Rishonim explain, because then you're an oinus gomer. Total oinus. See, even Adam is potter when he's an oinus. And that's an overriding rule in Gan Shulchan Aruch. Adam, that a person has a ptur oinus. The Rambam holds, even by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, it's a difficult Rambam. It's a very difficult Rambam. When we were learning Sanhedrin, I made the Olam crazy with this Rambam. But the Rambam holds that even by the Gimel Averis, that means Gil Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Averizor, even by those three Averis, if somebody is forced to do it, he says, he was really supposed to give up his life. That means a guy came with a gun, he forced a person to do Avodah Zarah, he was chayiv to give up his life. He didn't do that. Okay? He didn't do that. He failed the test. The Rambam says he's potter from an oinish. Bezdin can't punish him. Why? For the narrow assassin, he's an oinish. It's a shver Rambam. Maybe one day you'll tell me a teretz on this Rambam. I never understood what does oinish mean. Everybody says they can't. Right? Some people say they can't get rid of their phones. They could. For a riot, they will. Right? You could. Everybody can't do certain things. So the line of can't is l'chayr where the Torah says you can't. Motzke, he came just in the right time. We're talking about oinus. Remember, we schwitzed on this sugi of oinus. So I tied it that by the Gimel Averis, you're never an oinus. How are you an oinus? The Torah said, you have to give up your life. So what are you saying? You can't? Why are you an oinus? Why are you an oinus? You remember Motzke, that problem? I had. That's who I was referring to. I said I made Dolem crazy. I didn't want to say Rabbi Stefanski's name. Yes, I made Rabbi Stefanski crazy. Lamaisa, because the yeshiva shepshat is, listen, a guy's forced. He's forced. He's an oinus. Lamaisa, he's not forced. The Torah says, let yourself be killed. So if you decide, no, I rather not let myself be killed. And I like, everything is like that in life. Torah says, don't steal. Guy says, listen, I needed money. I was forced to steal. I needed money. I stole. Right? What is the pshat? Pshat is, he valued whatever he needs the money for more than he valued the issue of stealing. Right? What does it mean to erlechid? And Oyev Hashem means he values doing Hashem's will more than his own will. So that's the balance. So I don't understand that by the Gimel Averis you could be called an Oynes. Who's an Oynes? The Eibishter said, you can't. The Eibishter tells you, you can't bow down to Avodah Zarah. The guy says, he'll blow your head off. Okay, too bad. Then you make a conscious decision. I'd rather not get my head blown off and worship Avodah Zarah. So that's not oinus. That's you decided. You decided that this is... The only reason why blowing a guy's head off is normally called an oinus is because the Torah says you don't have to give up your head. Do you know why I'm normally called oinus? If a guy comes to me in front of McDonald's, he says, listen, either eat this cheeseburger or blow your head off. So I have a mitzvah to eat the cheeseburger. If it's not lavira al-dosei, I have a mitzvah to eat the cheeseburger, right? What? Why am I... Because I'm an oinus. Why am I an oinus? Because the Torah said, don't have your head blown off. So now you're stuck. Blowing off your head is not an option. The Torah says, don't have your head blown off. Right? So it's either blow your head off, which is not an option, or eat the cheeseburger. So you have no choice. You have to eat the cheeseburger. But if the Torah would say, let your head get blown off, so you're not an oinus. You could say, it's difficult, masking. The guy that finds it difficult not to steal. The guy has difficulty getting rid of his phone. The other guy has difficulty stop smoking. Everybody has difficulties. That's life. That's life. That's the Matthias. You made a decision. You get a ticket. You're on your way to a shidduch. You were late for the date. You tell the cop, listen, what can you do? I'm an oinus. He says, why are you an oinus? It's on my way to a date. I told the girl's parents, I'm going to be there by 7:30. It's already, I'm late. I have to be there. I have to race. I know such a bachan. The cop doesn't hold back from the ticket. The cop gives you a ticket. Why? Because you made a choice. You decided it's more important for you to get to the girl's house on time than it is to keep the speed limit. That's not nishkinaynus. That's nishkinaynus. So that's a very shver musik. But lamaisa in kol tera kula, oinus is potter. Whatever oinus is, it's potter. The Rambam comes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Now, Torah is something that would make sense, you could say you're an oinus. Why? Because if you're sick, chas v'shal, you have a splitting headache, can't learn. Learning requires a certain amount of ability to think. You could be not in that mode where you could think. Okay? Their oinus is very easy, l'chayr. It's very easy to be called an oinus by Talmud Torah. These can't think. Sick, can't think. Zok the Rambam, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah is not a Musa Sefer. This is Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes, Kol ish mi Yisrael chai b'Talmud Torah. Bein oni, bein oshir. Bein sholim begufay. Whether he's well, whether he's not well. Bein bal yisugim. Oy shehu zokein godol. Shetoshash kol koichay. He's an old man who has no more strength. He can't. There's oinus. Shtein Rambam, chayiv b'talmud Torah. He's not finished yet. Bayoim u'balayla, and he quotes our pasuk. Shenemar v'hogisa b'yoyim u'balayla. You should be toil and toil yom and v'layim. What's up, Shandim? How could you have such a Rambam? What happened to oinus of Kol HaTorah Kula? What's going on? This pasuk in Yeshua is telling us, the way the Rambam understands it, this pasuk is telling us there's no din of oinus. There is no oinus. One other question. The Gemara says in Brachas Taflamet Hey. The Gemara brings also this pasuk. Taflamet Hayom and Beis. Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Azem Ipicho Vogisa Boyem and Velayla. The way the Gemara understands that it means day and night without a stop. Ask the Gemara, Ma Talmud Loima? Vosafta de Gonecho. Says the Gemara, Hanig Boy Minig Derechetz. We have a contradiction. Pasuk in Yeshua says, "Lo yomush sefer haTorah azem mipicha, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, day and night." Right? The pasuk that we say every day in Kriya Shema says, "Vasafta deganecha v'siyoshcha v'itzarecha." You're a farmer. How do you do both? Says the Gemara, "Hanig bo minig derechetz." It's not clear what the answer is. Right? How do you, it's a steer in psukim. Hanig bo minig derechetz. Your learning should accommodate day-to-day living. The other opinion says, no, depends on the person. Some people, kataka, live l'malam anateva. Some people cannot, with shim b'yachai. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal, was a big Baal Diktuk, asked, why does it say haneg bohen minig derechetz? It should say haneg derechetz. What's haneg bohen minig derechetz? So I'll tell you what I think the pshat tova here is. To understand, and it'll answer the questions that we started with within the tziv. And what does it mean? Lo yomush and vagisa b'yom v'layla l'man taskil l'man tishmar. So, I think Rabbi said is a simple explanation to understand this whole inyan. Number one, person has to understand that everybody in life has certain super unbelievable abilities for things that are super important to them. And that's a physiology. That's not stam. That's not a nace. That's part of the biological makeup of the human being. That's part of it's scientific. It's scientific. I heard from Rabbi Yashiv Zeinikol that the last time that he was in the hospital, when he had that famous pneumonia, the end of his life, mamish the last 2 months that he was in the hospital, he was the shvachest he ever was. The shvach, mamish, unbelievable. He said that Rabbi Yashiv was so shvach that he couldn't button his shirt. I mean, how much koiches does it take to button a shirt? You don't got to be very strong to button a shirt. He could not button his shirt. That's how shvach he was. So his einikel had to help him button his shirt. Rabbi Yashiv had a lot of koiches. He had a lot of koiches, and he was able to endure a tremendous amount of discomfort, which I've seen. I've seen him in sometimes in tremendous pain, keeping an unbelievable schedule. One of the most amazing things I heard from his einikel, he had trouble with his feet. He had special kind of shoes. This is at the end. Special kind of shoes, orthopedic shoes. They were shaped with the foot. So, you know, normally, if you put on a right foot on the left, I mean, I've seen, we once had a Rebbe in Yeshiva that walked in with his shoes on the wrong feet. I didn't particularly lose a guy, walked in with the wrong, you know. It's uncomfortable, right? I was surprised that he was able to get away with it because it's uncomfortable. You feel it when your feet are in the wrong shoe. But Rebbe Yashiv, these were special shoes that were like orthopedic shoes. There, it's mamish made to the shape of your foot. When you put the left on the right on the left, it's mamish, it's yisurin. Anyway, Rebbe Yashiv got up, his regular time is, everything till he finished davening. He was wearing the shoes on the wrong side. Came back after davening, came back to eat, and after breakfast, he had one of the einikel who came in to change, to put the shoes on the right feet. He said, Zayda, what happened? What's going on? The shoes were, they were this way already for hours and hours. Why? Because the one that was helping him in the morning earlier made a mistake and put the shoes in wrong, on the wrong feet. Rav Yashiv realized it pretty quickly that the shoe was the shoes were on the wrong feet. He decided not to say anything. He managed that way for hours and hours and hours. He didn't want to embarrass the person that put it on, that they should feel they put the wrong. So he just, when that person left, a new person came, he managed to get the shoes straightened out, the shoe situation. He never wanted to come on to people. But as Einikel said, mamish, this time, he used to always button his shirt. This, when he was in the hospital with pneumonia, Pasha couldn't button his shirt. So the Einikel had to button his shirt. He said, Lamaisa, he still got up at 3 o'clock and was learning from 3 till Vasikin. You know how it is to learn from 3 o'clock in the morning to Vasikin? Try to do it. Try to do it once. You wake up 6:30, you're looking at yourself, you're looking in the mirror and going, I can't get over myself, I'm just something amazing. Right? You wake up 6:30, you go, you tell everybody around you, I'm up since 6:30. Right? He got up at 3 a.m. and learned basmada. His einikel said, Zayda, ich verstehe nicht. You had nicht kein koich to button your shirt. You couldn't button your shirt. Imagine if you were home, Rahman al-Islan, so sick you couldn't button your shirt. And I would say, listen, chop around 2 hours, Bava Kama, Bissel Sugi from Boyer, Vavtach Arayim with the Birka Shmuel. Really crazy. I can't button my shirt. Look at the Birka Shmuel. So the Einikel asked him, what's going on? He looked at his grandson. The Einikel said, I shouldn't learn. He said, Einikel says, Obisnemt Koyach. It takes strength for hours and hours to learn in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. How do you do it? He looked at him like this, and he said, Tayre, otem in nem toichet koiches. Ich otem. In English, breathing also takes strength, but I continue breathing. Unbelievable thought. Hey, you want me to stop learning? Because I don't have koyach. That's stopping to breathe. You can't stop breathing. Breathing also takes koyaches. I don't go, I can't breathe anymore. I don't have koyach. I breathe because it's my survival. That's what he told his grandson. Ottoman eichnem koyaches. To breathing also takes koyaches. Also takes koyaches. The Rambam is saying that if somebody would view Torah, somebody would view Torah as his lifeline, then him being a Baal Yisurim is not going to stop him from learning. He may be compromised. It's not going to stop him from learning. Because he's going to, like Rav Eliashiv said, er-otemt, he's going to breathe. He's never going to be too weak to breathe. So long that he has lungs and he's conscious, he's going to breathe. And if it's hot, so it's hot. So he's laboring. He's breathing. He's breathing. What does it mean, Hanig Bohem Minig Derech Eretz? Rabbi Yankov says, Hanig Bohem Minig Derech Eretz means, don't allow any element of your life to be devoid of Torah. That means your farming has to be farming with the Torah Mahalach. Your business has to be business with the Torah Mahalach. Whatever you do, that's why it doesn't say Hanig Derech Eretz. Hanig Bohem Derech Eretz. Be noig your Derech Eretz with them, with the Torah. Hanig Bohem Derech Eretz. Use the Torah as a... So if you look at the Torah in that way, nothing in your life is devoid of it. Because whatever you're doing, you have that in the back of your mind. Like you do everything else in life. You have that in the back of your mind. You're doing business, so you're thinking halacha. Okay? You're doing real estate, you're thinking bait halacha. You're doing mortgages, you're thinking ribbis. I have, Mr. Brachfeld calls me sometimes. Yossi Brachfeld will call me Erev Shabbos, a couple of hours before Shabbos. He's in the middle of a deal. He has a ribbishayil. It always happens Erev Shabbos. Ribbishayil. Can't wait a minute. It's on the spot. I'm a spoil. Walk away from a deal. If there's maybe a shemetz of a shayil. That means when you're in the middle of a real estate deal, Haneg Bohem, Haneg Bohem, Derech Eretz, meaning Derech Eretz. Through them, you know your life. Says the Pasuk, that's the only way, Laman Taskil, Laman Tishmor Lasis. You want to be able to keep the Torah? You can't even for 1 minute live devoid of it. Doesn't mean you're not studying it, but you're not devoid of it. It's guiding you. And that's what the Tanuz Velio means. Look, that kishem shi efshel lichyos b'loy lechem o b'loy mayim, kachi efshel lichyos b'loy tera afilu shachas, means that hour, whatever you're doing that hour, has a halacha connected to it. Has ilchus brachas connected to it. You're eating, you have ilchus brachas. There isn't anything in your life that's not connected to it. Reb Yankov once told me that the Altus Lobotka told him that he is a hakoras hatoyev to the chachamim, that they made an issue that you're not allowed to sleep on your back. The halach is you're not supposed to sleep flat on your back. Obviously, if somebody's sick or they can't, it's a different story. But somebody who's healthy, and they have to sleep on their side. Because it's a chashash, it's moitzi zera, so a person should not sleep flat on their back, or not sleep flat on their stomach. You should sleep a little bit on an angle. So, Rav Eliashiv said, the Altos Lobotka said, it's funny how where I come from and where the Altos Lobotka comes from. I remember when I was before Bar Mitzvah Bacha, and I was learning these halachas about, you know, how to sleep. And I remember thinking, come on, let me sleep. Punk this halacha that I learned. Like, this after, come on, I'm going to sleep. Let me sleep. That was the Hirurim Roim that I had. The altar told Reb Yankov, he has a korsatoy with the chazal, that there is a halacha, what angle you have to sleep in. He says, because that way he finds with himself, he's never fully asleep. Because as soon as he goes to sleep, he's thinking, I don't want to roll over during the night and end up on my back or my stomach. He says, memele v'nich shlof b'nich mahar in shulchan aruch. See, a special a korsatoy to the chachamim, that they gave a halacha which theoretically applies to while you're sleeping. Obviously, if a guy when he's sleeping rolled over, he's not over anything. But theoretically, this is the position you're supposed to be in. See, he was thankful to the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo was telling Yeshua Benon. And that's why we're finding these two Lashonis. Lo Yomu sounds like it shouldn't be devoid. Vogisabai sounds like it should be active. They're Mechuber. Because by you living with the Torah, so it's always ticking with you. Just like your breathing is ticking with you. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo Taka told Yeshua Benon.